Hey, Upper East Siders, Girls Room here. I'm Julia Gray, and joining me is my frenemy slash co-host, Drew Haskins.
Hey, bitch.
What are we talking about today? That's one secret we'll never tell. Just kidding, I'm telling you right now, we're talking about the pilot of the CW's Gossip Girl. How
What
does everyone
fun.
like our How does everyone like our new intro? A work in progress, but Drew wrote it, and I think it. I really love. Hey, Upper East Siders, Girls Room here. I think that's special.
One of my long-time commandments is that inside every gay man, there is either a drag queen or a copywriter.
That's
And I'm
beautiful.
in the latter category, hopefully. I mean, I'm not saying that's good copywriting, but I'm also saying I've never done drag and probably don't have the face for it.
I think you could do it.
Would be nice, but I'm not sure. I have a wide lower face in a way that is not very beautiful.
No, you have a perfect heart-shaped face.
Well, that's kind.
Do you remember? I don't know how you're going to take this.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to get the name right. Wait, I'm going to look. Blair St. Clair? Is that?
Yes.
I feel like you could do a Blair St. Clair kind of thing.
Blair St. Clair can walk out on stage in Vaseline and chapstick and look like a woman. I'm not sure if I'm at that
Well, no.
stage. No.
Maybe I feel like you could. I don't know. There's something there. You guys could be cousins, you know?
Hey, I'll take that. I think Blair Sinclair has a beautiful look.
Totally.
I had a very Gossip Girl experience before recording today. And I'm just gonna say up top, I'm so sorry to everyone who is looking at this right now because we do have a lot of video content coming for you. I'm very sweaty today because I'm coming back from joining Linkin Park Chicago's brand new pickleball social club.
Away.
Yeah, I am now in sort of a country club atmosphere specifically for pickleball that I am paying a redacted amount of dollars per month to do. I made friends with some 55-year-old women today named Karen and Chandra. And they kicked my ass, and it was very fun. And this is going to be my new hobby, but that's why I look disheveled because I got my ass kicked by Karen and Chandra.
That's amazing. Do you have experience with pickleball, or are you new to the sport?
So I do have experience with pickleball. I am a tennis player who is transitioning into a pickleball lifestyle out of necessity somewhat because my neighborhood that I live in Chicago does not really have a lot of public courts, and it is also cold here. Like, I can't play year round. So this is I'm like good at net sports. Pickleball is hard because I keep over hitting it, and I also haven't played since October, so I'm really rusty. So this is I would probably get beaten by Karen and Chandra on a good day, but this was a bad day.
I think you'll level up. You're rusty. You're used to hitting the thing harder with
Yeah.
tennis.
With my brute force.
I also feel like pickleball seems more social than like a tennis club.
Yeah. I think, I mean, hey, if social pickleball fun, I will do ads for you on this podcast because here are the list of amenities that you can buy your way into. Two full bars, a
Whoa.
smoothie bar, a coffee bar, food. Nine different pickleball courts and a pickleball party room in which you can play glow in the dark pickleball. It is also extremely cheap for my membership level. For a court rental, I can pay a very low amount of money for a court and get eight friends to come with me. That's pretty crazy.
That's something.
This is not an ad. I'm just saying if you live in Chicago and you're looking for something that is active but also very fun. That also has Equinox level spas. They have Kiehl's. It's good stuff. Consider social pickleball fun.
And you don't feel comfortable revealing the price at this time?
So my membership is $49 a month.
That is so reasonable.
It is reasonable. On top of my gym membership, I'm probably paying like an Equinox level package.
What? Small price to pay for wellness.
And you do have to pay for court rentals too, but it's fun. It's so worth it. I like pickleball. I know, like, I was such a pickleball skeptic for a long time because it is like a, you know, you're, it's not very mobile. You're, it's an older person sport. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just play tennis? But when you pick up that paddle and you start hitting that wiffle ball around, it's, hey, it's pretty fun.
The world fades away. I played tennis as a kid poorly, and
Yeah.
then I stopped. Was never good at any sports, if I'm being honest. And I want to do it again. I say every year, it's one of the things I say and never do, is I'm going to take tennis lessons. I'm going to go to the McCarran Park tennis courts and take those lessons. And I just keep looking at that price tag and thinking, well, I could do that. I could also not do that.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
It's a buy-in for sure, but yeah, it's a buy-in. It's really fun though. Like, I think
Support is what they say.
you can play it your whole life.
I want to do it. You know what? And it's still early in the year. I can still accomplish it as a New Year's resolution.
Oh yeah, we're like 3.5 months out till summer. You got plenty of time to
On that backswing.
on that backswing, you can figure out your budget to accommodate your McCarran Park lessons. You'll
It's
be a
right
tennis
around the
pro by the end of the summer.
I would really love to be. I mean, it's something that I feel like I could be okay at. You know, like there
Yeah.
are, I have some sort of bodily memory of swinging that racket.
Well, I remember, so I took lessons too when we were in Potomac. At that tennis club that used to be behind Normandy Farm. Here's a
Of
little
course.
Potomac talk for everyone.
I did lessons there too.
Okay, there's a non-zero chance we may have taken lessons together and just like don't
Yes.
remember at all.
That place haunted me. I remember the smell vividly. I remember being also, do you remember being like behind the curtain where the balls would come?
Yeah.
Gary.
Scary.
I'm just a nervous person, and I think sports where balls are flying at you, which I guess are
Well, it's a
most.
projectile.
Yeah, it really
Yeah.
is. And I'm just not very coordinated. I don't know. I don't give myself enough credit. I've got something athletic,
Yeah. I
but
think
one
there
athletic.
everyone there's a sport for everyone. I do believe that.
I'm good at skiing.
Oh, see, that's something I would love to be good at. See, it's the rich person sport hour here.
Literally, what I love skiing and tennis, and I used to take lessons as a child behind Normandy Farms.
Welcome to like sporting club for girls, like our new
Yeah,
little.
pickleball. What's our other? What else can we?
Oh, golf.
Golf? No, thank
No,
you.
I hate golf.
All
That's
right.
another thing I did take lessons at too.
Yeah,
We're
I
really
also.
telling on ourselves today, but like it's true. And hey, that tennis club is no longer there. It's now a nursing home. So.
That's yeah, facts. I mean, we can't hide the fact that we grew up in Potomac and went to high school with none other than Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
More on that later.
Should we get into it? Because I'm really excited to talk about this
I
today.
want to talk about it, but I first want to do a tight five on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes, we must.
Drew and I were texting during it. I thought Usher was great. We're not going to talk about the sports. That was boring as fuck.
No, don't care about that at all. I thought he was great. I thought the staging was really crazy, but you made the admirable point that that's Vegas, baby.
Yeah, I thought it
Yeah.
was fun and fresh. I was like, okay, Cirque du Soleil. I thought it was super fun. Drew, you said it was like a bit, you said it was like sloppy, I think, is which
I
fair.
thought the beginning was, I thought the rest of it was better than the beginning. The beginning was, there was just so much going on. Like, I couldn't
Yeah.
tell. I just couldn't rest my eye anywhere. And I think if the costumes had been more homogenous instead of every single dancer being dressed like a different showgirl or show person, then it would have been better. Like the end was great.
I think I was so ready to be excited by something, and Usher has hit after hit. I was just it was fun to dance around the living room. I
Yeah.
will say I didn't catch someone said he fell. I didn't catch that.
He slipped a little bit on the roller skates, but you know my answer to that, he's on roller skates.
Yeah, of
Like
course
he's
he's
singing
gonna
and doing
trip.
choreo. That's crazy.
Let him trip.
Yeah.
It also did what I assume he wanted it to do, which is I was Googling Usher residency tickets. I think it's gonna be done soon, but I bet he'll extend it.
Yeah, he'd be a
I
fool
will
not
go.
to, especially because he has a new album out too. I think this was a great advertisement for what he does as a consummate entertainer, and also just as an ad for Vegas. I
Yeah.
mean,
Oh,
it
yeah.
worked for me. I mean, he also sounded great. The hits were hitting. He took his shirt off, and I literally flipped over my plate by accident. I was like, "What?" Like, that was, he's a hot guy.
He's a
He's a
hot guy.
hot
That
guy.
was one hot guy. I
Also
think he,
physically hot too. He was sweating from minute 4 of 13.
that was shocking. But again, the pyrotechnics, flames everywhere,
Yeah.
rollerblade. I just
And it was a very cardio intense performance. Like he was dancing.
put on a show. I was thrilled, honestly. And anyone who's, I mean, sloppies, I understand. I understand that critique, sloppy. I do not understand anyone saying he was bad or sucked in any way. I thought he was tearing up the place.
He was great. I think the Alicia Keys of it all was funny. I thought it was hilarious that the NFL uploaded the performance to
Oh.
YouTube today
Oh.
with her vocals corrected.
Wait, really? I didn't realize.
Yep, they auto-tuned her.
Because that, I just, she figured it out, but that first note, just like the little voice crack. Eek.
Can I say something
Yes.
unkind?
Of course.
I have never found Alicia Keys to be an especially great vocalist. I think she has wonderful songs and is a great performer, but a singer, she's not.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put her in my top 50 even. But all right, well,
50,
that's like
maybe
a
100, maybe.
I don't know where I'd put her, but I also don't come for me. Don't think she's a particular people love Alicia Keys. I don't think she's particularly interesting as an artist.
She has.
I only know the hits. Maybe I only know the hits.
It's a lot of. Yeah, the hits are hitting, but like, yeah, I couldn't name a lot of B-sides. She has written.
I don't really like, if I'm being honest. I just don't like that kind of slow adult contemporary
That's
vibe.
fair. I
I
think
also
Fallen, If I Ain't Got You. Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart. Now that's a
good
banger.
song.
Unthinkable parentheses, I'm ready. She's got some good songs.
I don't know. It's all too I don't know.
What do you think about Girl on Fire? The most hilarious song ever written.
Hate it, hate it, hate
It's so funny.
it. I also hate No One.
Oh, I
No.
love that song. Talk about
Oh.
things when we were in middle school that had everyone in a choke fucking hold.
Talking about growing up in Potomac, I remember being in Bloomingdale's with Sophie. Why would I say her last name? That there's no use in
Yeah, but I know who you're talking about.
someone. But I remember being
Yeah.
Bloomingdale's with these girls who were just singing it so loud, and I was like, oh, and they all bought Juicy, and
Oh, Juicy, listening to No One and buying Juicy, like that is such a 2007 ass experience.
Oh, it is.
Much like the show we're about to talk about, actually, also 2007.
I have one other thing about Alicia
Okay.
Keys. Can she give it a rest with the I don't wear makeup thing? I was trying to look and see, I
Thank
was like,
you.
is she wearing makeup? Is she doing her whole thing? I think she was wearing makeup.
She's always wearing makeup. Even when she was doing a clean face, she was wearing
She said
makeup.
she doesn't wear makeup.
I don't believe that. I think she's using some sort of like, there are skin clarifying products
Good point.
that are not necessarily concealer foundation that I would still call makeup.
I,
Like,
yeah, but I don't know. I'm looking at some of these pictures, and she does look particularly clean faced.
Yeah, back when she was really freckly, like 6 or 7 years ago, when she was really on this tip, that was pretty clean. But I still think she was using some. Last night she was definitely in makeup though. She just
Yeah.
had a very like natural beat.
Totally. They're not going to let you on the stage at the Super Bowl without makeup,
No,
probably.
you need some sheen on you, like. And she is a
Oh,
gorgeous, gorgeous woman. I
Oh,
just think the hypocrisy of like clean cosmetics gets
it's
to me
annoying,
sometimes.
but
Oh,
she's
wait, speaking of clean cosmetics, did you listen to James Charles's new single?
what? No. What is it?
I feel like this is, we were talking about last week how camping is something that we should have to paywall talking about.
Is
If
this
you get me
another
started
thing?
about James Charles and Jeffrey and Tati and all these makeup YouTubers, that is something that I think we should have to pay well to, because like I cannot talk about James Charles freely in a public forum. So I'm actually gonna retract what I just said, but
Oh
if you would like,
no.
please go listen to James Charles's new single. It is awful.
Oh, call me back. I'm looking right now.
Yeah, his passion for music is something I wish he didn't have.
You know what? Not everyone has to sing.
He's been taking lessons, though.
Well,
That's
not
the
every.
nicest thing I can say here.
Oh my God, I really am afraid. Okay, I'm gonna listen to it later. I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like the album art that
The
I'm.
art's bad. James Charles is stuck in 2019. Okay, see now what I'm talking about
Now, yeah,
again.
we're doing exactly what we said we
But
wouldn't.
I'll punctuate this by saying that we are approaching the 5 year anniversary of the James Charles Tati Westbrook Jeffree Star Bi Sister imbroglio.
5 years?
5 years.
Oh my
And
God, Toby, that is fun.
I am on record and will put myself on record again as saying that that is the most interesting thing that has ever happened. Ever.
Ever.
Yep.
Industrial Revolution, no.
No Stone Age, fuck railroads. That is the most interesting thing that has ever happened in recorded
I,
history.
you know what? I don't think you're so wrong. I think, yeah, I think you might be even right.
It was a lot. It was really a lot to handle. Like that was Mother's Day weekend 2019. My brother was graduating from college and I was on my phone the whole time.
During graduation?
Yeah,
No.
because I was like trying to figure out what. Well, maybe we'll do like a kind of a retrospective of this, because I think the dueling apology videos are both, they're not on YouTube anymore, but they're definitely on Vimeo somewhere. So we'll have, I think we should watch them, because they truly are like, you should be able to put them on Letterboxd. Like they're really historical texts.
Oh
But.
my God. Yeah, I that And it was at my birthday dinner. Is that what? Is
Yep.
that right? Okay.
For
At
a
my birthday.
39-year-old woman getting mad at her 20-year-old best friend, it's the
You
most
know,
interesting thing that
it'll go
ever
over time.
happened. But
Okay, we should get into it though.
okay. So we're trying some different things with format. We're going to play around with it, I think, the next few episodes and find a good balance and bear with us. It's going to be fun no matter what. But
Yes.
I think the general form of what we're going to do for this pilot episode is we'll recap, go through like a plot summary up top, and then we'll go character by character in the Constance Billard report card.
We're grading our girls, sort of.
Bo
I mean,
boys and girls.
boys and girls. Honestly, it won't be very different from the girls' format.
Yeah.
Because we're going girl by girl. We're
We're
going.
going girl by girl. I think because Gossip Girl, the show, definitely has a different balance of plot over comedy than Girls does. We're going to focus on this in plottier ways, though not saying that this show isn't funny, because it is
It's
very, very
hilarious. And
funny.
we will be shouting out the comedy, the humor. But
So,
yeah,
peek
we'll
behind the
try
curtain.
this.
Oh, go on. Sorry.
I was just gonna say we'll try this and keep like trying different formats if we aren't
Yeah.
satisfied. But I think it's gonna be good.
I think it's going to be good too, and we're always open to feedback. You guys are very nice about feedback, so we'll take comments. But if you have something rude or nasty to say, tell it to Gossip Girl. Don't tell it to us.
Exactly.
So peek behind the curtain. I did the doc for this episode, and I wrote a recap up top, but also, once again, used ChatGPT to rewrite the recap in the style of Gossip Girl. Which one should I read?
Okay. Well, wait, so you wrote this one?
The one that you have highlighted right now.
Read this one. I don't know how I feel about ChatGPT. I feel like you added your own little spin on this, or
Okay.
you know what I mean.
Okay. Perfect. We're anti-AI. This is what we've come in. And I can also, going forward, try to make this a little bit more Gossip Girly too, but my creativity
Love
is
it.
stretched a little thin at 9:30 in the morning. So, okay, pilot episode of Gossip Girl. Serena Vanderwoodson returns to Manhattan to the consternation of her former friend Blair Waldorf. Serena had been in boarding school in Connecticut on leave from Constance Billard, but came home due to her brother Eric's suicide attempt. Blair ices out Serena from all social events due to her multiple transgressions. But Serena finds allies in the poor hipster Humphrey family. Jenny wants to be her and Dan wants to date her. But Serena is too busy staving off the affections of Blair's mopey boyfriend, Nate Archibald, who desperately yearns to rebel against his Upper East Side upbringing, despite the advice of his playboy rapist friend, Chuck Bass. Once Serena and Nate's affair comes to light, Blair declares all-out war on Serena. And throughout it all, Gossip Girl's all-seeing presence looms, threatening to expose the secrets of these badly behaved teenagers. XOXO Gossip Girl.
I love it.
Okay.
I do feel like we should continue to do the recaps up top in the style of Gossip Girl.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think we can grade Gossip Girl herself every week, but we have to pay tribute. We
I think
could.
because Kristen Bell's beautiful voice is something to behold, and sometimes the snide comments are entertaining, hilarious, and sometimes she does a weaker performance, and that's worth shouting
This
out.
is worth it. For today, though, I'm giving Gossip Girl slash Kristen Bell an A because she really sets the tone for this pilot so perfectly.
Absolutely.
What do you think about this as a pilot?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a bit, I mean, the whole show is just very on the nose. So that's not, I'm not going to use that against it, if that makes sense. It's like that's part of the show. It
Yeah.
wasn't, I guess, overly table setty in certain ways. Very much explaining to you what's happening as it's happening. But just an iconic pilot.
Yeah.
I felt so almost strange watching it. I've seen this pilot so many times throughout my or adolescence and young adulthood. I don't think I've watched it since I was like maybe in college.
Oh, wow.
But before that, I had seen every episode like at least three times. I was obsessed with this show to the point
Same
where I know some
here.
of the words and I'm like mouthing.
Okay, I can't, well, I'm excited for that. I'm definitely not at a level
Embarrassing.
of that caliber, which that gives me something to aspire towards. I have seen the first season four times, probably. Because I watched this when it was airing, because everyone did. Like this show, like from day one, you could, when we were in middle school when this started airing, like people were like, "Are you going to watch Gossip Girl? Like it's coming." Because people read the books, and that was what got everything. And like I secretly, as a little gay kid, was watching it.
Did you read the books?
I've never read the books.
The books were good. I
That
liked
could
them.
be a fun companion piece to this, because
That could be fun.
Though they're gonna see me, a 28-year-old man, like at the park reading like Gossip Girl, oh, like Cecily von Ziegesar.
I would stay away from you.
It's a little in
Maybe
today's
not.
climate, it's not great, but I would definitely, I would like to read the books to compare for sure, because this show has such a particular tone to it. The plotting is very kids book, and it's like, and this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and there's a little bit of, there's character development, but this was, I think, my first introduction to like the soap opera,
Yes.
and
Yeah, it's
it's
so
so good.
it really is. I mean, the thing is, when I say I've seen this show so many times, I've seen the first few seasons so many times.
Yeah, I have not. I'm
This is
with you too. I've never rewatched 4 through 6. I
what a show.
usually stop after Taylor Momsen leaves when I do my rewatches, because it really goes pretty downhill pretty quickly. It's not like unfun to watch. It's just like it's so bad.
We're gonna have to slog through it and make it fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like once we get to those seasons, we should really kind of make a goof of it and like do drinking games or something. Like
Yeah.
every time Serena has a breathy sigh, take three shots.
Well, she has a lot of breathy sighs this episode.
For sure,
And
that girl knows how to breathe.
so can we get into her? Because I gave Serena an A minus this week.
Okay, I didn't write mine down, but I'm gonna go ahead and give her like maybe a C. I really
Whoa.
despise Serena.
Okay.
She really thinks her shit don't stink, and she did just up and ditch Blair. Sorry to be a Blair apologist, but yeah, you fucked her boyfriend and never talked to her again. And now you're showing up, and just because you're blonde, you think everything's gonna work out for you? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I
she does.
think it's so funny how they treat Connecticut like it is like Outer Mongolia on the show.
Yeah. That is what's happening.
Yeah.
That's
It's also important to canonically establish that within this podcast co-host dynamic, I am the Serena and you are the Blair.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a Blair through and through. I could never be a Serena even if I tried.
I think I'm a former Blair who has like settled into Serenadom as I have gotten older. I find it pleasant to be here. There's something, Serena is a real asshole throughout a lot of this show. I gave her an A minus because I really think the only faux pas she made beyond fucking Nate in flashback on in like a truly inexplicable like warehouse bar. It looked like the hotel bar from The Shining, where like Jack goes up and it's like the 20s ghost story. All of a sudden, like
A shocking place to be.
shocking place to fuck at 15 drinking martinis. Showing up to a party unannounced with like a backpack twice in one episode is bad.
No, exactly. And that's why I cannot support Serena. Like, I don't know. She's an it girl, which is why I'm not giving her a lower grade. She's like an icon. But no, girl, sorry. The rules apply to you.
The rules apply to you. Serena's way of working through the world is, and maybe this is just me thinking, I've always thought of Blake Lively as a surfer for absolutely no reason. Like, there's just something very like surf. She is so California to me.
Right.
Her like kidnapping her institutionalized gay brother and being like, we're going to Bendel's because she had a really bad day at school. So, like, that is Serena. That's just classic Serena.
I know, and she's such a like idiot. It's that kind of shit that gets you on my bad list. I mean, no, I guess she was doing the right thing. I felt bad for Eric, her brother, who like had a suicide attempt and is now institutionalized. But I don't know, she's so selfish.
She's so selfish, but her Serena was on the cutting edge of like therapy speak and like self-actualization when you're not actually self-actualized way before everyone else was. She says two of her catchphrases this episode. I love you, B, which is false intimacy. Like she's gaslighty. And then when Nate, who we'll get into Nate, because I have some thoughts about Nate, but when she's like, that's the way things are supposed to be. I love it when she says that. I just do.
Okay, we should let's go through some of these details. Like
Okay.
first with the Grand Central scene, the opening,
Oh,
I
yeah.
like goosebumps, immediate
Goosebumps.
goosebumps. Serena looking out the window longingly as Young Folks plays. I mean, I don't know. I love the opening of Gossip Girl. She's back, and as Kristen Bell says, Melanie 91 has proof. Like, oh God, it's so iconic to me. And
I was never really big into the AIM era necessarily, but like I love the concept of screen names.
yeah. I mean, it's a lost art, the screen name.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun side note, or side question. What was your AIM screen name?
I didn't have an AIM.
Oh, you straight up didn't
No,
have.
I missed the whole thing. I
Wow.
was not really allowed online until like middle school. So I missed a lot of like the early
Your parents.
era. Yeah, I was like late to Facebook, late to Insta, like
Nothing good on there.
no, and unfortunately like the pendulum has swung so far in the opposite direction as an adult that I'm like terminally online now. But for a few good years I was reading books and making colorful paper airplanes.
Okay, I'm gonna
Ugh, and playing outside.
and playing outside, he says longingly.
Yeah.
Okay, I think what we need to do quickly is two truths and a lie. I've had three different screen names.
Okay.
I'm gonna read four and you tell me which one's not true, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wait, give me 1 second. I need to come up with the one that's fake. Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
J Mac Girl 1 2 3 4 5. Dead Barbies 888. Soccer Love 23. Ice Cream Girl 95. Three of those are real and one of those is fake.
It's Soccer Girl's fake, right?
That's fake.
Okay. Because I was like, I don't think she played soccer.
Oh, I should have
But
thought.
like the ice cream and dead Barbies, sharp track to me. Like that is like
Barbies.
absolutely the kind of like artsy gothization shit that like that tracks to me. Ice cream lover. What was it? Ice cream love 888.
There's Ice Cream Girl, there's Dead Barbies, and there's J Mac Girl, as in
J
Jennifer McCartney.
No. Oh
Yeah.
my God. Wait, okay, you know what I was
Well,
listening to that I do believe will pop up on this show as well as a song?
yeah.
Leavin'. Great song.
So good. And I bet it will too. Yeah, there's so many good needle drops, which we'll
This
get into.
episode alone was, well, we'll get into the end of it, but like the soundtrack on the show, Alex Patsavas,
Oh.
legend, legend, legend. And it just peak of her powers. This is
Completely.
so good.
Back to Serena. Yeah, so she shows up at this party unannounced. She later kidnaps her brother.
Yeah.
She like has this run-in with Nate, who thinks she came back to the city for him, but she's just, I don't know. I guess she's here back for reasons that are unapparent to me, but
Yeah,
Nate.
she's back under mysterious
Under
circumstances.
mysterious circumstances, we find out that she slept with Nate at a wedding while she was blackout a while back, while, of course, Nate and Blair were still together.
Yeah. And Blair doesn't know this, but Blair at the beginning of the episode is icing her out from the social scene because of the ghosting, which is I will
I
say
don't know.
justifiable. She was at like a Mongolian boot camp for a year and didn't tell anyone. That's pretty rude. This is also when we get the iconic Met Steps social summit for the first time, a trope that this show will go back to many, 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 many
So
times.
good. So yeah, they're Blair and her minions are talking about the kiss on the lips party, and Serena approaches them and is told that she's like not invited because up until like a minute ago, everyone thought she was away at school. And Drew wrote that Serena doms her with an invite to the palace.
Yeah.
Like, you are coming to meet me for martinis, and we are going to talk about whatever's going on between us.
Yeah. I mean, they just have such good chemistry.
I do. Oh my God, they have such good chemistry, and they
Yeah.
are perfect in their roles. They're so, forgive me, lived in. Like,
Yeah.
they're so real. I also, one iconic line that lives in my head is Blair going, "Oh, like, do you want us to wait for you? It looks like you got a lot of yogurt left." Like, with Serena and her cup of yogurt. Like, you got a lot of yogurt left.
Yeah, just calling out her dairy intake, that it is quite cunty. It's so awful.
And then Kristen Bell's like Gossip Girl voice cutting in. She says like something about their standoff, and then she says, "Or can these two hotties work it out?" Another fantastic line read. This is just the line reads. Maybe we need a section or a segment at the end called like best line read.
Yeah, we'll add these in. See, this is a living document, you guys. Like we're thinking on the fly. I would also like to bring back hotties as a word that people say in 2024, because that is such 2000s culture that has completely fallen by the wayside.
Completely. Okay, yeah, we talked about the kidnapping of the brother.
Yeah. She and Blair get martinis at like the palace bar, insane 16-year-olds drinking full dirty
I mean,
martinis.
just what 15-year-old is
It's New
drinking
York.
it, I guess. But isn't still, aren't you going to get like a daiquiri? Aren't your taste buds not quite evolved enough yet?
No, these are kids who are playing acting as adults, who are also played by 22-year-olds. So it all circles back to this idea that no one is actually a child, except for Jenny, who is visibly 10 years younger than everyone else. I just thought it was like, I was not drinking martinis when I was 16 years old.
I was,
Let's say that.
no. I don't, I was drinking nothing unless I
Yeah.
was able to get my hands on something at a party I wasn't invited to.
I think the other kind of stuff that Serena goes through is pretty intersectional with other characters. So we can kind of touch on the end of the episode when we get to someone else down here. But I just getting this out of the way, and I'm not going to repeat myself. This is not a Blake Lively shade podcast. Blake Lively is a fantastic actress. Totally excellent in this role. History has looked very kindly on this performance. I think this performance got a lot of contemporary flack, and the prevailing notion is that Blake has what Leighton Meester deserve. Let's say this, they both deserved.
They both deserve, but I don't know. I think I have more critique around that performance than you do. You get there.
I
I
just made the most sour lemon face I've
think
like
really
ever
did.
made.
I mean, I don't know. It's a her performance is a little flat, but so is the character. You know, like Serena's whole thing is a flat affect.
I know, but it's so good. Like the way she talk, like I love it that she just vacillates between flat, and at the end when she's screaming at Chuck, she gets so husky and like cig smokery. I just can't get enough. And also props to Blake Lively. Last night at the Super Bowl, they cut to her more than Taylor, and her hair journey right now is so good. And I just want to say props to your mama. Props to your mama.
It was very interesting seeing that girl getting all the attention.
Can we do Blair next? I
Yeah.
have the, her out of order in the doc, but it feels very disrespectful not to do Blair next.
Totally. I'll just highlight them so we don't miss them.
So, how would you grade Blair as a Blair?
You know what? I mean, I don't know. It wasn't her best showing. I might give her a C as well. Maybe a C plus. She was just embarrassing herself left and right.
Yeah, Blair was, and I hesitate to use this word, but she was kind of a cuck this episode. This
Was.
was not the strong Blair that we come to see in the next few episodes. I gave her a B minus because her reading ability and shade is just perpetually on point. But between the mom stuff, like she gets fat shamed immediately at that party.
Oh God.
By her mom, who will be played by a different actress the rest of the
I was
show.
just gonna say, we need to point out that the woman who plays her mother in the pilot episode is never seen again.
No.
I mean, and no one, I don't know how they could have handled that better. I guess they did what they could, which is replace her with someone who kind of almost sort of looks similar to the original actress, but and then just, I don't know.
So this was also a very common era for casting 35-year-old women as the mother of teenagers, and that is what happened here. I think Leighton Meester is the oldest of the core cast, the core young cast, and this woman who I Googled, her name is Florencia Lozano, was 36 at the time of recording, when
Oh
Blake
my
Lively, I
God.
believe, was 12, or I'm sorry, Leighton Meester was 22. 21 or
That is
22.
just, come on.
And the woman that they
Engineer.
recast, Margaret Colin, who we will see later in the season, is so good as Blair's mom. Like, they should
Yeah.
have recast. Like, this was perfect. But immediately clocking your daughter as not fitting in her clothes and she looks like a big old sack. Like, that's so rude in front of
Especially when she
company.
looks amazing.
She looks amazing, and we'll get into that later too. But and that, like, Nate's not into her either.
He's
It's
really not.
sad.
I mean, because it's kind of because her desperation, you can smell it, you know? I mean, I don't know. There, she wants Blair wants to have sex with Nate, because she loves him, but also because she wants to prevent him from leaving her. You know, he seal the deal so he doesn't leave,
She's
and
weaponizing her sexuality.
she certainly is like a queen. And she brings him into her bedroom during the party, and then he leaps out of bed when he hears Blair's mom say, "Oh, Serena's back." Leaps, jumps, the flips.
He's like, when, like, Daffy Duck and those old Looney Tunes cartoons got too excited, he would go like, "Woo,
It's definitely Daffy Duck behavior.
Yeah,
Oh God.
I
I
felt so bad for her.
that's another lives in my head moment. I think because they played it so much on the last week on is Serena when he hears the anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a shame.
The other her other plot points, we kind of talked about it a little bit with Serena already, but Blair is definitely not the active character. She's the passive character more so out of those two. This episode, she reacts a lot. We get a glimpse of her iconic entourage, which changes a lot throughout the show, but these two, Isabel and Katie Farkas, are great. And I Googled where these two women are today. Isabel is a certified nutritionist who lives in Colorado.
Oh my
And
God.
Katie Farkas is a doctor. She went to Johns Hopkins Medical School.
What kind of doctor do we
I
know?
didn't see. It just said she graduated from medical school.
It's hilarious. I wonder how that Gossip Girl money was. Probably not great for a supporting character.
It was the mid 2000s, though. Like, TV, this was a pre-streaming age, so everything with residuals and like she could have made money, who knows?
Imagine going to like get your yearly physical and that's who's giving it to you.
Oh, I would legit switch practices to go to someone who had been even in one episode of Gossip Girl as my doctor.
I feel like I would immediately recognize her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because they're like iconic, they're just so iconically beautiful. I don't think in a lab coat they're giving the same as these outfits, but like,
Be an
who's
iconic
to say?
doctor, that must be nice.
Yeah. The
Bear
big plot point, though,
the what?
is her, the big Blair plot point that doesn't involve Serena explicitly is her trying to fuck Nate. And he curves her by telling her about the hookup.
Oh, so sad. I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, that is after she and Serena drink martinis at the
Oh,
palace.
yeah.
They kind of make up. Serena really apologizes for not calling or texting the entire time while she was away. And Blair is, takes her a minute, but she's like, Serena says we need each other and Blair believes it. And then Blair tries to fuck Nate and he tells her about their hookup, Serena and Nate's hookup. And of course,
Yeah.
Serena's on the outs again because of course she is.
But then by the kiss on the lips party, which also that theme is never explained.
It's not at all.
It's such a bad thing. I mean, I want to host a kiss on the lips party and just like not explain to anyone what it is and just see how people interpret it. But
Party.
I by the time the party rolls around, she and Nate go to a diner and they like basically pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Classic Wasp, Blair Waldorf.
Truly, truly. Yeah, I think they're eating sushi. They're on a date and he's apologizing. He says, we'll get into why he asks for her back when we get into Nate in a moment, but
Yeah.
she's like, yeah, okay, sure, can you pass the soy sauce? She's just very into the idea of being with Nate, and of course she's still gonna ice out Serena, but in the classic double standard kind of way, Nate is scot-free.
Should we get into Dan?
Maybe let's do Nate next
Okay,
because
let's do Nate next. Let's do a good point. Let's do
honorable.
Nate
Yeah.
next. Well, I gave Nate a C minus. I'm not a big Nate fan in general.
He's, I mean, want to talk about bad actors. Serena's like a great performance of a lifetime compared to Nate Archibald, who's, what's his written name in real Chase?
Chase Crawford.
Yeah, really hot guy, but
Oh, so hot. And I have heard he's on that show, The Boys, that people really like, that superhero show. And he's apparently great in that.
oh, maybe he took some lessons.
This character is.
He's not
There
given
is
a lot.
such a grand soap opera tradition of these like mopey, like brooding, kind of popular boy loner types who
Yeah.
don't say that much. And I've never found them all that compelling ever. Like in the OC, like Ryan is kind of that guy. And I think like Nate's doing that, but a little worse.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on there.
No.
But wait, where are we? Okay, Nate. He's in love with Serena, but stuck with Blair. And
Yeah.
he starts to just feel like this kind of existential crisis. There's one point where he is talking to Chuck in the park, and he asks, like, do you ever feel like our lives are planned out for us and we're just going to end up like our parents? And Chuck has what this brief monologue that is another lives in my head quote. He tells him to smoke up because, quote unquote, what we're entitled to is a trust fund and happiness does not seem to be on the menu. And then he says, and seal the deal with Blair because you're also entitled to tap that ass. It was a big time for tap that ass,
Yeah.
right? Like that,
Yeah.
people don't say that so much anymore, do they?
I have not heard tap that in like a decade. Like that was gone almost before we were even in college.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I just really love Chuck's commitment to this dirtbag bad boy character. But well, I mean, I guess that's kind of a controversial thing to say in this episode when he literally assaults someone, but we'll get into that
Twice. He insults two people in 15 minutes.
in 15 minutes. Okay, we need to wrap up, Nate, before we
Yeah,
go.
there's not that much to talk about with Nate. Like
No.
the other kind of thread that they weave in this episode. Also, props to the writers. There is so much plot development and character grounding that goes into this episode, and it's all done very well. But like
There's a lot to, yeah.
Nate's dad is trying to do some sort of like corporate merger or deal brokering for Blair's mom. So it is in their best interest for Nate and Blair to reconcile, to make sure that the family finances are as secure. Foreshadowing.
Right. Oh, yeah. And so Nate's dad pressures him to stay with Blair. And that is when we have the sushi scene. Nate saying, "Well, that's it. We're getting back together." And she says, "Yeah, of course. You are sorry and you don't have feelings for Serena anymore." Is not true, but she would love to believe that.
Should we get it? Well, I don't know. Do we want to do Dan or Chuck?
Let me see. Maybe let's do Chuck, then Dan. No, Chuck, then Jenny, then Dan.
Okay, that works for me.
I think
Chuck,
that.
obvious an F. Like,
Yeah, I'll say, okay, here's what I'm
F for
gonna.
felony.
F Chuck gets an F for felony. Who plays Chuck? Because he gets.
Okay, we also should issue a disclaimer about this up top too. He is played by Ed Westwick, who is also an accused rapist and sexual
Oh,
predator in real life as well.
okay. I forgot about that. I was going to give him a good score, but
He's a
now
very good actor in this show, and he's very talented, but like we're definitely we just should
perfect.
acknowledge that up top. Ed Westwick is a bad dude. We are going to try to assess him in this show proper and Chuck in this show proper without talking about that every single episode, but just getting it out of the way. We know about it. He's a bad guy.
Thank you for
And
reminding
we're just saying that here
me.
and now.
Completely, I don't even know if I ever really, I must have heard that.
So he got like Me Too'd and accused during like the height when all that was like really going down in 2017 and 2018, but
Okay.
because he's just simply not as famous anymore as he was
Yeah.
at the time,
I got
he
swept under.
didn't get as much play. But yeah, we just need to like, we're just saying we know about it.
For sure. I will say at the time I was so like I thought he was the hottest.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, that's hard because I literally have written down on this doc horrible bangs.
I know, and I commented right back, hot to me, sorry. I think Chuck and Dan were tied for me.
Yes. So yeah, we'll get into that, but Penn Badgley has been a long time like
Heartthrob.
formative hunk for me.
Yeah, he is. That is a hot man. But
Beautiful man.
Chuck is totally creepy from the first line when he says, "Oh, Serena's back. Things are getting a little boring around here." And then later saying, "Serena looked effing hot last night." He's just so cartoonishly gross.
Yeah. The two things that you need to know about Chuck Bass are that he loves money and he loves sex. And that is his whole character.
Character. That's him. He's a total pig, kind of a short king, and super, super rich.
Yeah. The most 2007 moment of this episode was him in the like hotel kitchen. Like, spooning a truffle grilled cheese into Serena's mouth.
Yeah, he kind of bribes her to spend time with him by picking her up when she's drunk and hungry at this bar after her whole conversation with Blair, and offering to make her a truffle grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And he knows she loves truffles.
Who didn't? It was 2007. We all
It's
loved it.
so exactly. So he tries to seduce her in the kitchen, and she's like batting him away, trying to get him off of her, but he continues, and it's assaults her basically.
Oh yeah, no. This is assault for sure. He also reveals that he like was watching her and Nate hook up the summer before. And the flashback that they show, it like pans up in like a beautiful crane shot from them hooking up, and then it's him in a balcony going like,
Oh God, that, I mean, he perfectly embodies this creepy, creepy guy.
Oh yeah. He is a snake.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And then the other thing that happens at the kiss on the lips party, he like attempts to assault Jenny. That's the who we'll get to.
And when he is caught and ripped off of her, he says, "What? It's a party. Things happen."
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, yeah, he's just classified, characterized immediately as this total like rapist dirtbag.
Yeah, they go really heavy on. There is a world in which this is rewritten to soften his character a little bit, the first episode, because it's really hard. Like, I don't think the show can fully come back from making this character, who is ultimately not really a spoiler, redeemed somewhat in the end. He a double sexual predator, the literal episode.
Seriously. I mean,
Yeah.
they did do a good job of making us forget. Like, by the time, like, everyone was rooting for Blair and Chuck, which,
Block.
Bluck, I guess. So I don't know. I don't remember how they gave him his pivot, but Jesus.
Yeah, big Jesus. And especially in a post SVU environment, it's crazy that this happens still.
Wild. Okay, should we move on to Jenny and then Dan?
Yeah, let's do Jenny, our former classmate.
Oh wait. Oh no, you okay, so you gave Chuck an F. Yeah, I
F,
you
yeah, F for bad things, but F for felony for sure.
yeah, I think I'm giving him an F too. F for freak.
Felony freak, says the judge. That's so Jenny was a straight down the middle C for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll give her a C as well. She's trying to get on Blair's good side and get in with her crew by basically being like the minions' minions, you know, like she is doing favors for Blair's minions. She's
Yeah.
like, wasn't she doing calligraphy for the Kiss on the Lips
She
party?
was doing calligraphy. She was handing out the envelopes. She doesn't get to sit down on the Met steps. She just takes notes while everyone else is talking. Like, it's very in Devil Wears Prada, being the second assistant.
Yes, exactly. This is
Yeah. The minions. I love minions, man.
she's the minion minion, and she is so kind of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and optimistic about it, and thinks she's going to get in with them until the whole thing with Chuck happens. But before that, she has a fashion emergency. Oh my God. And she's trying on this dress that I didn't recognize
It
what the
was Bendel's.
with Bendel's. Okay, no
Yep.
one didn't recognize it. She is trying on a red dress at Bendel's and texts Dan that she has an emergency. Dan's her brother. I think we've established that.
Yep.
And he comes to her rescue, and of course it is not an emergency as we see, but Serena runs into them as well. and tells her that it would look better in black. I don't know. This is such a stupid little moment. I like this show is filled with stupid little moments.
Yeah, like there's a lot going on every episode, and not all of it is important or good. Like
Yeah.
we can acknowledge that.
Exactly.
Also hilarious to see the like 25-year-old Amazon Blake Lively standing next to a very visibly preteen Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like in no world is that like a junior in high school and a freshman in high school.
No.
That is not the stark difference we're seeing in throughout the high school grade system.
Yeah. Jenny, the interesting thing about Jenny, like, I mean, the her victim status at the end is very sad, and like it's good that she gets away relatively unscathed
Yeah.
considering the circumstances. But she will always be sort of the like dumb third point of the triangle between Serena and Blair. And this episode sets her up pretty well as like a go-between between the two. Like she's the one who kind of gets Serena invited to the party.
Yeah, exactly. She aligns herself with Serena,
For
which is
reasons kind of unknown.
I mean, I guess like Serena is the it girl, and Blair is clearly a bitch. Everyone knows it. And Serena's kind of this ethereal, like nice girl, popular girl beauty. You know? Like she's why wouldn't she try to be her friend?
Yeah.
And notice that like Serena's kind of vulnerable here. So, you know, Jenny has something she wants, which is an invite to this stupid party, even though she could go without an invite, it'd be fine.
And it does.
I mean, yeah, exactly. They, I guess, yeah, so she ends up assaulted by Chuck, but Dan and Serena come to her rescue,
Yeah.
which brings us to Dan. Oh, and Jenny wants to be a clothing designer. She
Oh yeah, she like sews her own clothes.
She shows her dream dress, but who cares? I
Who cares? Yeah.
hate that whole plot. I don't need to know a thing about that, but they
You
really.
have to remember that we were in a time of Project Runway in 2007. So everyone was home sewing things. Everyone was.
Everyone wanted to be a fashion designer, or at least said they did.
Yeah.
But Dan, lonely boy.
Lonely boy. I have never really liked that as the like Gossip Girl's little epithet for him, especially given what ends up happening.
Oh, wait, let's not, honestly, let's not spoil it because
Oh no, we're not gonna
some
spoil. We
might not
won't
know.
spoil it. We
Okay.
won't spoil it. That was as vague as it was gonna get. Like that was vague. No one knows
Oh, yeah.
anything. I gave Dan an A this episode because he was kind of the hero.
He was a hero and he had some funny lines.
Yeah.
I love when he's clever, annoying, sarcastic, New Yorker reader, high school boy, you know?
I also want to shout out the tie between our new chapter and our old chapter. Penn Badgley is married to Jemima Kirk's sister Domino.
No way.
Yep. Who's a
Wow.
doula?
Oh, of course he's married to a doula. He seems like he'd be married to a doula. That's all I'm
Yeah.
saying.
I love him. I would take maybe an inch and a half off of those sideburns, but I love him.
Oh yeah, the
I would
sideburns
like to give him a big
are
smooch.
very cute. He's obsessed with Serena. Serena like doesn't know who he is.
No.
Of course, he's been in love with her since she said hi to him at a birthday party or something. I don't know. But he just has some funny lines in this episode. He's taking the bus to school and is behind Chuck and Nate throughout their, you know, travel journey on their way to
Yeah.
school. And Chuck asks, he says, like, are you following us or something? And Dan goes, no, we go to the same school. What, the matching uniforms weren't a tip off? Like, I don't know. He does a good job of being this kind of snarky, you know, he's a loser and he's not afraid to talk back to the cool boys.
No. This show's treatment of class is absolutely fucking insane, too, because Dan and Jenny are treated as if they are unhoused people
Oh my God,
when
they
they just live
are.
in Brooklyn.
In this gorgeous loft, might I add.
Gorgeous. Like, we'll get into Rufus in a second, but like, their dad is a successful musician with like hit songs from the 90s. Like, he's not like, I don't know, not that.
Yeah, I don't know. I exactly. Rufus, I hate Rufus. We'll get into him later.
I
But
hate Rufus.
worst. So Dan starts to hang out with Serena. I don't remember how they wind up. I guess they run into each other. Is that it?
Yeah,
Or
I don't know why Dan was at the
awkward.
hotel, but they run into each other in the lobby
But
of.
no. Here's what it is. Jenny like tells him that she's staying at the Palace Hotel and he should go, you know, hang around the lobby and try to
Oh.
stalk her. So he does stalk her and they end up hanging out.
Well, it worked. Don't
Sure.
try that at home,
Hello.
kids, but it does work if you're as hot as Penn Badgley is.
Yeah.
Which I guess is the premise of the show You.
I guess it is. So he had some experience playing. That's awesome. Good for
There is
him.
a pipeline from Dan Humphrey too, in terms of like journalistic voyeurism and like creepy little Brooklyn behavior that is Dan to the guy for sure.
I'm learning that Dan Humphrey lived in Dumbo. Which is a very expensive
Oh,
country.
yes.
Let's see. They also, okay, well, we'll look into this later, but now someone's saying Williamsburg. Either way, they had a gorgeous loft and
Yeah, they're not living in Flatbush, is what
no,
we're saying.
they're not living in Bushwick. And he stalks Serena and then they hang out and go to Rufus's band's show, Gag Me with a Spoon. And then they go to save Jenny Humphrey from Chuck's evil clutches. I don't remember. I think he gets a text from Jenny that's like, help, emergency. Is that what
Yeah,
happened?
because Jenny texts a lot in all capital letters.
She loves to do that. And
Yeah.
I guess maybe the Bendel's scene was to establish that she loves texting emergency. And so maybe he wasn't going to take it seriously and then did, but I don't think that was necessary.
Yeah, definitely not necessary because we. Yeah, it was flab, but otherwise pretty good. I mean, this pilot's pretty close to perfect.
I agree. We need to. Oh, sorry.
No,
What?
well, I was just gonna say this. The other scene that I could have taken or left was the Rufus and Lily of it
Okay,
all.
yes. Let's get to Rufus and Lily. Oh my God. But what I
Okay,
do,
so one of these people is much more iconic than the other. Let's
of
just say
course,
that.
and it ain't Rufus, I'll say that.
No.
What I couldn't have done without is Lily saying croissant when she comes to Serena's brother, also known as her sons. Wherever he's staying, the like center that he's staying in, and Serena wants to take him to brunch, and she says, a better idea is that she goes down the street and picks up some croissant, and that's all. I
Yeah.
just really like the way she said it.
Yeah, that was definitely justifying the B minus I gave her in my mind. Because the rest of it is kind of lame. I mean, she's hiding Eric's suicide attempt from the world, out of waspy shame.
Certainly that.
She like is you trying to get Serena to use like the Kiss on the Lips party as her like debutante ball almost, even though it is Blair's Kiss on the Lips party.
Very concerned with how people perceive her and her family.
Yeah.
She also clearly has this history with Rufus, which they discuss on a phone call, and doesn't love that Dan and Serena are hanging out because, yeah, I guess, isn't that a little creepy?
Yeah, it is. There is like a quasi-incestuous thing there, even though it's not incest. It's just generational romance.
Right, but still feels wrong.
Yeah. I hope no one takes that pull quote out of context. It's not incest, it's just generational romance. Because that's
I'm sorry, that's going to be clipped and shown to the police.
Well,
No, I
that's
think
all, folks.
yes,
I will
this is
be replaced next episode.
the end of Girls' Room.
Yeah.
Before we move into our final segment, we need to talk about Rufus, whose band is in Rolling Stone's top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s, which is,
Lol.
I'm sorry, how does he have money? What does he do? I don't.
He's a gallery owner now, but he was in a band that's like very clearly modeled off the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay, so it was like a band that made money, though, is
Yeah,
what.
it made money. It was like a one-hit wonder band from the 90s.
Okay. Now he's a gallery owner. Like, still don't know how you're supporting two children in New York City, but I guess
No,
you are.
especially because his wife, I don't know if they're divorced or if she just like bounced because she was tired of his like leather necklaces and just like him looking like Jack Johnson all the time, but
It sounds like it was that because he still believes that she's going to come back. She says something like that, or he says something like that to Dan at one point. Like, she's going to come back. Like, you know, your mom, she's always been a free spirit. Like, dude, Jesus,
get a
that
grip.
got a grip, man. Don't you
Yeah,
violate?
I gave him a C minus, which I think is just going to be the perpetual Rufus grade. Like,
I'm a D. That guy stinks. I
he
also.
does stink. He's
Ugh.
so hot though.
No, not to me. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
I don't know. I kind of like there's something about like a guy who could play hacky sack that
Sure.
I'm like, hello. Hey.
Uh-oh. I don't know. There's something about. I don't know. Very
Yeah.
unattractive to me, if I'm being honest.
I get it. He is a useless man, and that is not that spirit really jumps off the screen. I totally understand where you're coming from with that.
I wonder how tall he is because he reads very short on
Okay,
screen.
let's look. This guy's name is Matthew Settle, by the way, which is not a star's name. Matthew
No.
Settle height.
His face is also just like he has the face of a weak man. I don't know.
Oh, he's 5'10".
That's not good enough.
That's my height.
I mean, it's a fine height, but not for this guy. Do you know what I mean? I feel like this man needs to be either 6 foot or like 5'7". Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. That would make sense more because of acting. Like actors are always either those two things. To be 5'10" is too tweener. You don't want to be a tweener.
I mean, not you, like you are meant to be your height. This guy
But I'm
has
not in performing arts.
still just like as a person. Do you know what I mean? Like, this guy needs to either like have the swagger of a short king, the swagger and the build of a short king, or the mass of a much
A
taller.
mass of a much taller man.
Yes, you know what I
Okay,
mean? His shape is wrong.
I 100% buy that. Like, think of it this way: like Jacob Elordi would not have the same impact or gravitas that he has if he were 5'10".
Okay, see, listen to this. But if he were 5'7", he might. Do you know what
Yeah,
I
I agree with that. That 100% tracks to me.
mean?
Like he's an uncommonly beautiful and charismatic short person, which is a short king. That's the definition of short king.
Okay, I'm now learning that Timothée Chalamet is 5'10", which works for him. He's maybe the one in betweeny that, like,
Yeah, but he's also so skinny that that's what, like, his waist size. I sound like Tyra Banks. His waist size is what jumps out to the eye.
sure. Yeah, it's also it suits his anyway.
He's the twink king. He's the twink king.
And
But
he shouldn't be shorter. Anyway.
No, and if he were taller, he'd be a bean pole.
Yes, and that wouldn't work.
No, not at all. So this is our
That's
biology corner.
we'll be ranking them by height every week.
In order. You know
And
who else is 5'10"? Blake Lively.
interesting.
Yeah.
How tall is Mr. Penn Badgley? Let's
So
see.
now we're just doing, maybe we should publish
5'9".
a little graph with our episode.
That's a
Or this
really
can be one of our TikToks. He's
honest.
5'9". That tracks to me.
Okay, I'm gonna need a diagram right now, but
Like how they have in pediatricians' offices or in biology textbook where it's like the lizard coming out of the water and then it becomes the caveman.
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, this is surprising. Ed Westwick is taller than Chase Crawford. Okay, we're moving on.
Okay, we're moving on. So we have final segments again.
I love it.
Do we want to, do you have a best line read? Because we can add that one too. I don't have it on the doc, but
Okay, let me look at my notes because I definitely do.
yeah, mine would be the yogurt one.
The yogurt one is really good. And would you read it again for us?
Yes, I will read it again. Hold please. Where did I put it? I'll cut this. Maybe. Maybe I won't. I can't
It's
find it.
up here. Wait, look. It's in this comment.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Want us to wait for you? Looks like you got a lot of yogurt left.
That's so good. I
What a
mean,
bee.
so good.
Oh my
This
God.
one is kind of an unexpected one because it's about the line read. It's not about the line itself. It's when Jenny says that the dress she's trying on at Bendel's is like more than half their rent, but quote unquote, but I think I can save something like it. She says so in this confusing, like almost a Pittsburgh accent.
Yeah, and
I'm
once
like,
again, let's emphasize she is from where we're from. We don't talk like that.
I think it was probably just like, you know, when you say something and for some reason your pronunciation flubs for a word. It was like they didn't want to reshoot it. She just, you
Yeah.
know, says something like it.
It's like, you know, you want to.
Yeah, it's just the words didn't come out of her mouth correctly, and that
No, but it was a wonderful acting choice.
it was. I think I can say something like it. Anyway, okay, needle drop of the week.
Okay, so Needle Drop of the Week is the best. We have to highlight the soundtrack here, and we pick the best song from each episode that we want to shout out. For me, this opening montage of the subway and all these characters in Grand Central Station to Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John is so iconic. It had to be this. It had to be this.
It did have to be that. So good. So good. Even the opening beat of it with the switching shots of New York. It's so good.
Yeah. And it also captures the tone of the show pretty well because it is like there are big mass market pop songs in this episode, like The Way I Are by Timbaland featuring Carrie
Oh,
Hilson.
good. Of course.
But like this show has such a kind of cool, not quite hipster, but just like cool kids sensibility, very internet cool kids sensibility that like the soundtrack really drives home. And this song couldn't have been a better choice. It's just like, this is what the show is.
Completely.
What did you pick?
I will admit that I saw Needle Drop of the Week listed in the doc a little late, so I started listening for it a little late in the episode. But
Okay.
I really love Hang Me Up to Dry playing during Nate and Blair's date at the sushi restaurant when
Yeah.
they're having this very tense moment. I don't know. I thought it was a good choice. And
Great choice. I always forget that song is as old as it is, too.
yeah, that's
Cold
an
War Kids.
yeah. I don't know. It's a very moody choice and suits the moment very well.
100%. I feel like that song is going to be like the millennial. That is like a millennial dad rock song.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Okay, outfit of the week.
This speaks for itself. I so It's going to be very hard for me not to give this to Blair Waldorf every week, but her black lace and hair bow look is, I think, once again, very, very, very iconic character styling. Like you see this waspy, like American Girl doll, and you're like, oh yeah, that's Blair Waldorf. She's the queen bee.
Totally. I mean, I agree. And yeah, Blair's sort of a style icon for me. I love her looks. But one look I will never forget is Serena in that kind of gold champagne tulle poof dress dancing on top of the bar before she and Nate hook up.
Her like crazy girl rebel look.
Exactly. Yep. Iconic. We'll never forget.
In such a good study and contrast between like Blair, who is literally tied up with a bow, versus this like exploding gown or exploding dress that Serena is wearing. Like
Yes. It would be
that.
great to interview the costume person
Oh,
for.
we must. The guy, I think his name is Eric something. Don't quote me on that, but like he was everywhere during this time. He was doing interviews with like Gawker and like every major publication. I think he was on Project Runway as a guest judge in one episode. Deservedly. Like his work on this show is like, I think arguably defined an era of style
Yeah.
for the majority of like
I like
East
completely
Coasters, I will
Blair.
say.
Yeah. Blair Waldorf core was huge. I mean, honestly, mostly Blair. I remember me and my aforementioned friend Sophie used to like go to the mall and want to dress like Blair and Serena. That was like a whole thing. And I'm sure we weren't the only girls in America doing that.
No, like the visual language of this show is just, it's so singular, and you can even tell that from the pilot. Like that it just, we've said it already, but like this is such a good pilot because you know exactly what this show is.
You do, you do. Oh God, what a show.
What a show. So one other segment I was thinking we could do, and I have it on the dock here, but because we like talking about other things that are not just the show we're talking about, we could give an XOXO of the week, which is a cultural thing we want to recommend that is not Gossip Girl related.
Think that's very fun.
Yeah, just a little brief little blurb. Because there's a lot of good cult. Well, I think we are in decline as a society and a culture right now. 2024 is a bad year
Correct.
so far. I think it's a horrible, horrible, horrible year. But there are things, there are little pockets of light. And for me this week, I would like to recommend the band Liquid Mike.
Love it.
Love Liquid Mike. They are a Marquette, Michigan-based power pop punk rock band. Their front man is a mailman. Their new album, Paul Bunyan Slingshot, I have had on repeat for 2 weeks now. It is wonderful. If you like Blink-182 or early Weezer, Letters to Cleo, check out Liquid Mike. Great stuff.
Wow. I love this segment idea. I didn't think much about it, but off the top of my head, this album that I listened to by a band that I like have only recently heard of called MS Paint. It's called
Oh,
Post.
yeah.
Yeah, have you heard this album?
I haven't heard the album, but I've heard songs of there before. My friend Michael Eichner, shout out to Michael Eichner, who guest curated one of the Crisis Twink radio hours that I did while you were gone, is a huge MS Paint fan.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's such a cool album. It's like kind of post-hardcore-ish, punky. It's just fun. I don't know. I don't often find new music that I'm excited about, but I love this kind of this post-punk genre and this kind of group of musicians like Military Gun and MS Paint and same like kind of subgroup Drug Church. But yeah, I don't know, some exciting music coming out of that scene, I guess you could call it.
I think Liquid Mike is of a piece with the bands you just mentioned. So I think you would like it for sure.
All right, I'll check it out.
Okay. I think that was our episode.
That was a great episode. I think we really did it.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about the format. I think it worked pretty well, but we'll be tinkering with it for the next few weeks. So, in the meantime, follow our TikToks because we are making TikToks very actively now. At Julia Gray, okay. Is that the account?
That's it. And once we have, I think, more content to show for, I can make a new, like, specific account for,
Yeah.
or we'll figure it out, you know?
We'll
We're level.
figure it out. This is a new thing for us. But it'll be fun. And we're really excited to be on this journey. This show is so fucking fun to
I'm
talk about.
having
Like,
a blast already.
I could have gone for another like half hour just talking about this pilot. But we'll have to save it for next week. We will be back next week for episode 2, with an extra special guest, who we will not reveal, but he's a Gossip Girl historian, so that'll be very fun.
Honestly, the episode 2 is so good.
It's the brunch, right?
It is
Oh.
so
Oh.
good. Oh my God. Just like this whole season. I'm scrolling through the episodes right now.
This is a perfect season of television. It's 18 episodes long, but is somehow all killer, no filler. Like, once again, we'll say there are scenes in each episode that are just like stupid as hell, but this is a very well-plotted season of television, and it goes places you will not believe.
Well, yep. Gonna be awesome.
Well, we'll be back next week. XOXO Drew.
XOXO Julia. Wow, that's kind of
So fun. Bye.
fun. Bye.